I think for me it's a game of two halves, isn't it? We were far better than us in the first half. We looked as if we're too open. The game is too long for us, how we like to play. We've got people playing in unusual positions because we have no option. But we're just trying to patch up. We go in at half-time. I think we're probably thinking at half-time that we're okay at that, that we're 0 down. I think second half, we've had lots of the ball, lots of good opportunities to put good balls into the box. Lacked that little bit of quality. Then you get an ounce of luck when it comes off the inside of the post and we've two strikers trying to put it in, which looks easier to score than miss, but I'm not in there, so you can't really tell. The second goal is a goal you can see, but it doesn't concern me. You know, we've gone two at the back and five up front, so we're trying to get back in the game. So we just have to get on with it, don't we? You know, people can see our team today. They're bringing Mikel Mandrin on off the bench, and we're bringing young Joe off the bench at 16. Gillingham fans know what we're trying to do. I don't think we're good enough in most of the departments. I think second half, we were good enough in a lot of departments, but unless you get your final delivery, perhaps you don't make the chance. I think bringing on young Harvey gave us a real spark. You know, you're looking at a young kid who's 17, 18, without one or two half, 20-minute appearances to come on and give you a spark. But that's where we are at the minute. You know, we all know we're 8 or 9 players that would most likely start here, but they're not starting, so we're in a period we'll have to come through it. I don't get angry with players that give us everything. And at half-time, I was quite vocal about stepping up the intensity and stepping up the efforts. I think to a man, they gave us absolutely everything in the second half. I think supporters did off the pitch as well. They were in full voice. I think they probably felt, as the crew fans did for long periods, the goals coming from Gillingham because we're so far on top. But being on top doesn't win you games, and that's where we are.